This is the scent of like champak. Champak lata. Sati used to live here. By her name, it is champak hatta. Hatta means bazaar. Bazaar means market. There was a very big market of champak here. Here Jayadev Goswami used to live. And he has written Git Govinda here.
Yeah.
Here. That story is of this place. That Krishna wrote Dehi Padapallavam Ujala. So peacocks are peacocks not yet. Well, cockroaches are singing. The Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur has established this much. Cockroaches are singing.
I think that they are happy because you are here. You bring everything?
Brother Gadadhar Pandit, he has studied here, he used to live here in this place, and he studied Gov Gadadhar from there. Vrijabaninath. Radha Pandit used to live in Mathura and in Navadip, and he was
Gadadhar Pandit.
And he used to read with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Sanskrit too. He also used to go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Vidyanagar to read. In Navadvip, Koldeep, Gangadas Pandit was there. He used to, and his younger brother was Vrijabaninath. He was also associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has gone also to Jagannathpur, and from there he returned to this place. This place is known for champak flower, because in Dwapar Yuga, champak lata used to live here, and gathering flowers used to make garlands, so beautiful garlands. Beautiful this thing. Anga says heart,
necklace,
crown,
earrings of flowers.
Yes. So many things he used to do. And Sadhu Radha and Kaushi here. Here on the east bank or west bank of Ganges, in New York side, there is a Ballal Dhipi, like mountain, but name is Ballal Dhipi. Somewhere nearby to Sandakaji Samadhi.
Oh, I've seen that place. There's a kund there.
There's a kund.
Ballal Dhipi.
Ballal Devi also. Ballal Sen was king of that place. About something, some time before then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at the time of Jayadeva Goswami. In 9th AD, AD or?
AD. 9th century.
9th century. Jayadeva used to live in Jayadeva Park near your Ikhon Mandir. Have you gone there? Jayadeva and Padma used to live there. He began to write Kita Govinda. Persons were known to Jayadeva Goswami and Padma, and they paid respect to them. So king wanted to see Jayadeva Goswami and sent some person to bring Jayadeva and Padma. But he refused.
আমি যে চিন্তা করতেছিলাম যে
আপনার সাথে দেখলাম
আপনি যে আসবেন এটা তো আমি তো
সিদ্ধার মহারাজ অলসো হ্যাজ ডান সো মেনি সেবা is erecting and doing new things here. He paid so much respect to him.
But he looks quite young still.
He's above 80. Kotobai 84. But as
like a young man.
Young man. And serving Guru Gadadhar Prabhu. He refused to go to the palace. That Raja was Vishai, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told that you used to come here then and often, so I will not live here. I will go to Nilachal. Then King beg pardon that I will not disturb you. You should live in my kingdom. He told that I will not live in this place. He told that in my kingdom, Champakhat is very, very good, with good prakritic scenery. Natural scenery. Kakkus are always singing, and so beautiful forest is there, and it is quite fit for you. He told me, yes, I can live there. So he came to this place. Here he was writing Gita Govinda. And Srimati Radhika has done man nearby Ganges, not very far away from there. So, Radhika has done man. Now, Jayadeva Goswami is seeing in his heart that Krishna is telling Srimati Radhika to pardon him. And he is telling that, oh, I have given my head to your feet. He thinks and he is remembering these things to write, but he has no dare to write this. Because he knows that Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. And Srimati Radhika is Sevika only. Sevika means maid servant of. So how it can be? It may be that Srimati Radhika has such a love that he controls Krishna. But yet, Krishna will give his head to the feet of Srimati Radhika. My heart does not admit. he is willing to write, but he cannot write. War was going between buddhi and man. What to do and not to do. Leaving the book which he was writing, told Padma that, keep it in Mandi. I'm coming to take bath in Ganges. Thinking what to do or not to do, he went. In the meantime, another Jayadev, when Krishna in the shape of Jayadev, came and told Padma that, oh Padma, give me that book. I have not washed my hands and feet, so bring that book to me. I have remembered anything to recite. He went in the mandir and brought the book. And he wrote, Dehi Pada Pallavam Udhar. Margaralakhandanam Mama Sirasi Mandanam Dehi Pada Pallavam Udhar. His meaning is that Smara garal khandanam, smara garal. Smara is garal. That is a smarman's calm. Love to Krishna and between Krishna and Srimati Radhika. Yes, separation of Srimati Radhika for Krishna is garal. Garal means
poison.
And his heart is burning from that garal. For that separation, Srimati Radhika's separation. So Krishna wants water to subside that fire. Smarala khandanam, to subside the poison. Krishna is telling Srimati Radhika, I'm giving my head on your feet. So you should laugh only and beg me pardon and give me pardon. I will never do this like this. So you should give this man. And until you give this man, my heart will be burned. And at last everything will be burned. So after that you will zip for this. Smara garala khandanam. Mama sirasi mandanam. To decorate my head. It is like a alankar for my head. Your feet is alankar for my head. So give your faith as a lankar to my head. And my that smart girl will be subsided by doing so. So you should laugh and give me that your feet. Krishna wrote this. And then again he told that I have returned from midway. Now I'm going to take bath. In the meantime, after only 5 or 6 minutes, Jayadev Goswami came. She told that, oh, why you have come so fast, early? You have come here, returned, and so fast you have come? She told that, I have never returned. I have gone and just now I am coming, returned. No, you have come in midway. He showed the book that you have written and written something in book. Show me. He showed that in very clear and golden type it is written. Margarala khandanam, masirasi mandanam. He got a follow of that. He began to be and fell down on the feet of Padma that you are so lucky that you have seen Krishna. I could not see Krishna. Both began to weep. Then filling force of person with Krishna. They could not live here. First, I should go and take darshan of Radha and Krishna. They decided. A Akashvani came. Akashvani?
Voice from the sky.
Came and told that, O Jayadev and Padma, don't be unhappy. Come to my dham in Lilachal and you will see there in Radha and Krishna that they are. So come at once. I want to hear your Gita Govinda. So make me listen your Gita Govinda there. Now Jayadev was in Duvidha.
Two minds.
Whether I be in Navadvipa Dham or be to Nilacham Dham. In the meantime, Gaurchandra gave him darshan and told that after some time I will go there. And what you have written in Gita Govinda, I will hear by my associates there. So you should go, don't worry. I will be also there. So he did pranam to this dham and went to Nilachal Dham. There, one day, his Sita Kamala Kucha Mandala Lita Kundala Kalita Lalita Banumal Jai Jai Deva Hare. He was. Any other woman remembered this poem, and in Jagannath Vatika or any other place, she was singing and gathering some cow dung. So Jagannath Dev could not be seen. So in the night, he came out of the mandir and went where that woman was singing this song. He went in so hurry that his clothes in thorn were hither and thither, and some scratches were in his three anga, Jagannath. In the morning, when Pujari saw that why all clothes has been worn and torn, and why these scratches are in, he told to men priest, and men priest went to king, and they were so much anxious. In the midnight, Jagannath told that the lady was singing Jayadev's song, and I went to hear. In hurry, everything has been done. Like manner, Devadasi was singing any song of Jayadev, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran away to that lady. Govind was warning Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is lady. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was running, Govind could not follow. At last he told in loud tone, "Are this is lady, you should not touch her." Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, "Oh, I was mad. If I have not told that she is lady, and if I have touched and done like this, I should go in ocean and drink,
drown
in that. You have saved me." So this is Gita Govinda, and this is the place of Jayadev, Baninath, and so many bhakti. and the Prabhupada has been published this month.
I have a question.
What?
One question I have is that Champakalata, she lived here, but this is very far.
No. Seth Deep and Vrindavan are. She said very, very, very close.
And another question. That sometimes we hear that before Madhavendra Puri, nobody could understand these confidential things. Yet Jayadeva Goswami was writing in the 9th century. So how is it possible?
Who? Madhavendra Puri has no Asparja Bhav. But Shita Govinda Kar, Jayadeva has some thing like this. He thinks that if Srimati Radhika gets her head on the feet of Krishna gets his head on the feet of Srimati Radhika, it is offense for Srimati Radhika.
But it was written by Krishna in the book.
Krishna has written. So he was not a devotee like Madhavendra Puri.
He could not change. Even after reading what Krishna had done.
No, he can change, but not serving Srimati Radhika like Manjaris and all this. Madhavendra Puri was one of the 8 Sakhis are like Naika or Manjari. Jayadev Goswami is far away from that. He had described something like Vidyapati, Chandidas, but not being Ragatmik Jan like Gopis. There is some difference. He has some Aswarya Bhav, Chit Madhurya. But Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami, Rupa Damodar Haraman, far more over.
What is the destination of someone like Jayadev, final destination, if they have this Aswarya Bhav and some Madhurya?
Like Chandidas, Vidyapati, they know that Krishna is God, and yet this is the idea of Golok, not of Gokul. Madhavendra Puri is of Gokul.
Golok Vrindavan, not Gokul Vrindavan.
Of Gokul Vrindavan, not of Golok.
And the other one is Golok Vrindavan. Radha and Krishna are like king and queen. But still it is Vrindavan in appearance, but it is Aishwarya.
He has described something, but not like that, like Rupa Goswami and others, or Prabodhananda Saraswati.
Not Parathya.
Not Parathya. He has done something, but not like this. It cannot be told that he was Bhakya.
But not fully Parathya.
Not fully. This is all. Gaur Pramananda.